A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. In the days of Josiah, the word of the Lord was addressed to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you came to birth, I consecrated you. I have appointed you as prophet to the nations. So now brace yourself for action. Stand up and tell them all I command you. Do not be dismayed at their presence or in their presence. I will make you dismayed. I, for my part, today will make you into a fortified city, a pillar of iron and a wall of bronze, to confront all this land, the kings of Judah, its princes, its priests, and the country people. They will fight against you, but shall not overcome you. For I am with you to deliver you. It is the Lord who speaks. The word of the Lord.
My lips will tell of your help. My lips will tell of your help. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me, free me. Pay heed to me and save me. My lips will tell of your help. Near the rock where I can take refuge, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. Free me from the hand of the wicked. My lips will tell of your help. It is you, O Lord, who are my hope, my trust, O Lord, since my youth. On you have I leaned from my birth. From my mother's womb, you have been my help. My lips will tell of your help. My lips will tell of your justice, and day by day of your help. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I proclaim your wonder still. My lips will tell of your help.
A reading of the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Be ambitious for the higher gifts, and I am going to show you a way that is better than any of them. If I have all the eloquence of men or of angels, but speak without love, I am simply a gong booming or a cymbal crashing. If I have a gift of prophecy, understanding all the mysteries there are and knowing everything, and if I have faith in all its fullness to move mountains, but without love, then I am nothing at all. If I give away all that I possess piece by piece, and if I even let them take my body to burn it, but am without love, it will do me no good whatever. Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense and is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's sins, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. Love does not always come to an end, but if there are gifts of prophecy, the time will come when they must fail, or the gift of languages, it will not continue forever, and knowledge, for this too, the time will come when it must fail. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophesying is imperfect. But once perfection comes, all imperfect things will disappear. When I was a child, I used to talk like a child and think like a child and argue like a child. But now I am a man. All childish ways are put behind me. Now we are seeing a dim reflection in a mirror. But then we shall be seeing face to face. The knowledge that I have now is imperfect, but then I shall know as fully as I am known. In short, there are three things that last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began to speak in the synagogue. This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen. And he won the approval of all, and they were astonished by the gracious words that came from his lips. They said, "This is Joseph's son, surely." But he replied, "No doubt you will quote me saying, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and tell me, 'We have heard all that happened in Capernaum. Do the same here in your own countryside.'" And he went on, "I tell you solemnly, no prophet is ever accepted in his own country. There were many widows in Israel, I can assure you, in Elijah's day, when heaven remained shut for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine raged throughout the land. But Elijah was not sent to any one of these. He was sent to a widow at Zarephath, in Sidonia town. And in the prophet Elisha's time, there were many lepers in Israel, but none of these were cured except the Syrian Naaman." When they heard this, everyone in the synagogue was enraged. They sprang to their feet and hustled him out of the town. And they took him up to throw him off the brow of the hill on which the town was built. But he slipped through the crowd and walked away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our dear friends, today the Gospel says about the judgment and rejection. I will make a very brief homily. Since we have the baptism of the child Isabelle, the parents, Mr. Colum was our former parish chair, and Sarah was assisting for the children's liturgy. So, I don't elaborate anything. We will make a very, very short, and we will try to finish the Mass in right time. So don't be worried. Actually, the Gospel is the continuation of the last week. The last sentence of today's Gospel is the beginning of last week's Gospel. So it has a very correlation. It is a continuity. The Gospel particularly says about judgment and rejection, which we sometimes, family life, society, in personal life we feel. But Jesus does not repay rejection with rejection. He fled from the synagogue. And he did not flee from his mission, but he just left the place, circumstances. That would be one of the solutions if we are feeling rejected. Just leave that circumstances for that particular moment. And Jesus was feeling pain as we feel. Frustration. But he gave everything back to the Father in forgiveness, as if prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." But after the rejection, Jesus came with a new spirit and a new fire. Practically, it says, Jesus did not waste the pain of the rejection. But he took the rejection as a gift of God, the pain as a gift. It's an opportunity to draw closer to God and to witness his love. We feel being rejected. In the family, society, even for a simple, single things. But Jesus says, the gift of encouragement in the family is a gift of the Holy Spirit. So, dear friends, encourage your partner every day with God's word. If you can, encourage your partner or those whom you meet with a simple word. That is a Christian reality, because it is a gift of God, gift of the power of the Holy Spirit. It is one of the most gift needed for the family and body of Christ, encouragement. We don't have the authority to judge anyone. You family, you can judge. The best day of judging is Good Friday. You judge your partner on Good Friday. All the other day, you just encourage. And when we feel rejected, what best example Jesus said, the stone that the builders rejected has become the capstone. How the pain changes is up to us. Without the pain, we cannot reach our destiny in tough time. Believe that God is preparing for a higher things. There is a purpose for pain in our life. Repaying rejection with love is at the heart of Christianity. Do not go through rejection or pain, but try to go through it. In Christ, rejection becomes a very special gift to grow more and more. We need to face rejection with a prophetic courage and optimism. Don't entertain our negative feelings. And don't waste the time by thinking of our rejected feelings. But take it as a time to grow. Encourage the people by words and deeds. Amen.